So you really have to recognize that there's a huge element of luck that was involved in allowing this discovery to be made.
Finally, they had the breakthrough they needed. Tests on the new child's DNA revealed that part of his chromosome 7 was clearly broken off. And to their amazement, Farinay and her team found a mutation in the KE family's DNA in exactly the same location.
Findings suggest that many people with speech disorders could have a faulty gene.
After years of searching, they'd finally found a gene. One that controls our unique ability to shape words. They called it FOXP2.
FOXP2 seems to have a very important role on the control of this part of the face in order to be able to communicate the tiny movements that are required in order to sequence the speech sounds that results in our fluent speech.